Brattle study finds Edom gains markets plus losses for BPA Pacific NW, written by Robert Mullen. The Bonneville Power Administration would earn $65 million in annual benefits from joining CAISO's extended day-ahead market, but face $83 million in increased yearly costs from participating in SPP's markets. Plus, according to a new Brattle Group study that is sure to further inflame the ongoing debate over day-ahead markets in the West. The BPA Day-Ahead Market Participation Benefit Study, which examines scenarios for 2032, extends similar findings to the rest of the Pacific Northwest PNW system. We find that if most of the Pacific Northwest, including BPA, joined EDAM, customers in the region would see a cost reduction of $430 million per year. Brattle Principal John Sakellis, lead author of the study, said in an October 9 press release accompanying the study. By contrast, PNW net system costs would collectively increase by $18 million under a situation in which most of the region's entities participate in Markets Plus, Brattle found. In the study, the PNW system includes BPA, Avista, Pacify Corp's West Balancing Authority area, Portland General Electric, PGE, Puget Sound Energy, Seattle City Light, and the numerous public utility districts that largely rely on BPA for low-cost power to serve electricity customers in mostly rural areas of Oregon and Washington. The report is the latest in the series of Western Day-Ahead Market studies performed by Brattle, the most recent being a white paper comparing key features of the EDAM and Markets Plus. See Brattle's study likely to fuel debate over EDAM. Markets? It was not commissioned by BPA, but rather by a group of Northwest-based EDAM proponents, including the Northwest AMP, Intermountain Power Producers Coalition, NIPEC, PNGC Power and Renewable Northwest, as well as GridLab. Those organizations have been firmly in the camp of electricity sector stakeholders who have argued that the West must create a market with the largest possible footprint. And that pointedly includes CAISO, to allow participants to fully tap the diversity benefit of resources and loads that would become available from such an arrangement. The Brattle BPA study throws its weight behind that argument. The key benefit differentiator and customer cost savings between the two markets is the diversity of the generation resource mix available in an EDAM footprint, which includes the Pacific Northwest as well as parts of the Southwest, Brattle said in its press release. Study structure. The BPA study participants included the Balancing Authority of Northern California, El Paso Electric, Idaho Power, Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, NV Energy, PGE, Pacify Corp, Public Service Company of New Mexico, Sacramento, Municipal Utility District and other utilities, transmission owners and independent power producers. Those participants helped refine our model by performing full reviews of relevant modeling assumptions, including transmission rights, transmission costs, load forecasts, fuel prices, generation mix and costs, etc. Brattle said, calling out Pacify Corp and PGE among the several reviewers that were able to provide details relevant to BPA's system. Brattle worked with the Northwest Power and Conservation Council to fine-tune its flexibility modeling of BPA's hydroelectric system, assuming the Federal Power Agency's ability to dispatch its fleet would be the same across all market scenarios. The BPA study was conducted using a nodal production cost model of the Western Interconnection with added markets, transmission rights and contract path trading functionality. It chose 2032 as the study year to reflect the first decade of markets operations, representing an intermediate year that captures known changes in resource mix and transmission infrastructure. The study models a business-as-usual case that reflects current utility participation in markets in the known decisions on day-ahead markets, all for EDAM at this point, as well as two market participation cases. In the Markets Plus case, BPA and almost all utilities presently uncommitted to a day-ahead market join the SPP market, while an EDM case shows all existing Western Energy Imbalance Market participants either remaining in that market or joining EDM. The study also models two extreme weather events, each based on a historic cold snap and heat wave. These events are modeled as single weeks in which we increase modeled load, peak and energy, and gas prices, including gas price volatility, beyond typical weather normalized values to reflect the increased strain on the system and the ability of markets for addressing such strain, the study said. The study's transmission assumptions include a detailed view of the physical transmission system and long-term to contractual transmission rights, multiple trade type options between BAAs, and GHG unit type specific trading structure, which closely mimics the unit specific GHG import tracking and charge structures in the EDIM and Markets Plus designs. It also assumes participants will make all their transmission available to the market, except where study participants have called out specific carve-outs. Key differentiators: BPA's $65 million estimated benefit from participating in ADEM came down to two key factors, Brattle said. The first is the expectation that BPA will reduce its adjusted production cost, APC, by $43 million in the CAISO market because of increased sales revenues stemming from higher prices in ADEM during the hours when the agency usually sells power,